It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio once again with another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul.
How's your day going?
Great. Good, good. You know what I'm busy with?
What are you busy doing?
Ordering plants for next year.
For next year?
Yeah. I think I told you this before, but we just got some trees and shrubs in that we had ordered 2.5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nuts?
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I think I asked some of the suppliers today, and they think it's kind of leveling off and going to be a lot better than it has been for the last couple of years.
What kind of plants do you order that far ahead of time?
Well, the one that took so long were a lot of the fruit trees. So if people are looking for fruit trees, we got a large number of them just in. So the Honeycrisp apple is here, and all kinds of, one of my favorite types of fruit is a Mount Royal plum. It's a large blue plum, absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
A lot of shade trees and that stuff. You had a tree go down in your backyard, didn't you?
Yeah, one or two.
Two.
Well, I got to cut the last one down because it got damaged so much. So, yep, I had to cut them down. I'll be replanting them, Dwayne, so I'll be over someday.
What's your favorite tree?
Well, I like maple trees.
Yeah? Are you going to do a shade tree in your backyard?
Yeah, I want a major shade tree.
Okay.
Yep. What's the best? What would you suggest?
Well, I'd definitely suggest it's something in the sugar maple family.
Okay.
There's the original sugar maple, which is a great tree.
Right.
And there's offshoots of that. Fall Fiesta maple is a good tree.
Okay.
In Madison there, I'd stay away what's called autumn blaze maples. They just don't seem to grow very well on the soil that there's in Madison.
So, okay. Well, I kind of want to plant the largest tree I can plant. I don't want to wait, you know, for it to grow 10 years. I don't have 10 years left in me, Dwayne. So.
Yeah, you do, Paul. You just keep talking.
I need the shade right away. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost our shade total. No shade in our back patio anymore.
Doesn't that make a difference?
Yeah, it's just sad.
It's sad, and you know, from the wind and then from the cities cutting trees down, it sure changes the looks of the area and also the environment.
That it does. Well, before we get going any further here in the garden show, I'm going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions with Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Hibiscus. The one that we showed on online was Cranberry Crush Hibiscus. It has like an 8 to 9 inch diameter flower. It's a huge flower and absolutely gorgeous. Dark, dark, dark red. Cranberry color. And I got a call from, remember Dr. Bill Galteri across the street there from you?
Absolutely.
I planted one for him a number of years ago, and I think it was the second year after we had planted it, he called me up and he goes, "Dwayne, what's that plant you planted for me?" And I go, "Oh, here I go, I'm gonna get in trouble." And he said, I said, "Oh, it was a hibiscus." And he says, "I just counted, there were 322 flowers on that plant."
Wow.
And 9-inch flowers on that. It was completely red. I said, "I'll be right over. I'll kind of come and look. I don't believe you." Unbelievable. One of the prettiest plants I've ever seen.
That's right. So what's our concern of the week?
Knowing how to register your plants at the county fair. I helped judge the county fair up in Appleton last night, Swift County Fair. And you know what? If you don't follow the rules, you're automatically disqualified.
Right.
You can have the nicest flower, and if it doesn't follow the rules, it has to be, it doesn't get a ribbon. Okay?
Okay.
Ladies, when you register, I was doing floriculture, the plants, the flowers, and there was a number of, couple hydrangeas that were gorgeous, but they were put in the wrong category, so they're disqualified. I would encourage people to, you know, exhibit at the fair, and when you're going through all that effort, make sure you got them in the right categories, and if you need help with that, I mean, you can call me, or you can ask the people right at the fair, and they'll help you put it in the right category and have the right number of stems and, you know, what to look for on your plant. So if you have any questions, don't be afraid to call me, and I can help you out how to exhibit.
You enjoy being the judge there?
Like you just told me, we're talking about, it was hot.
Yeah. It was muggy. Well, I'm going to be a judge.
It's a job, but I really enjoy the flowers, and, you know, there's all different kinds, and if you, it's really fun to see what people are involved with out there. So, yeah, I enjoy being a judge.
Okay.
Yeah, I get to be going to the Cerconi Fair, go in, seriously, go into the floral culture building there and look at the flowers. And the grand prize was a pink and white lily, really unusual, and very, very, very fragrant.
Hmm. That's at the Swift County Fair in Appleton.
Yep. So go look at that. And Gladys Hasted was the exhibitor of that. So, and she's my sister-in-law.
Okay.
She won grand champion of that.
All right.
I didn't know that at the time, though, so I didn't cheat.
Okay. Good. Well, I get to judge pies tomorrow, Dwayne, so at the fair.
I'll come and help you. That sounds fun, too.
Hey, we better get into our questions here. We got a lot of them.
We got a lot of them. Let's go.
A lot of people have been calling here. Must start with this one. Are hydrangea trees, hardy trees, hardy for this area?
Completely. Yep. They do well. Only problem that I've had with them is sometimes they get top heavy, and so they kind of, they don't blow over, but they tilt a little bit. So sometimes you have to stake it with like one pole down the middle, or make sure that right after they're done flowering that you prune them back. Yeah, no, that's a gorgeous plant, so don't be afraid to plant hydrangea trees. What it is a grafted bush on top of a stock.
Okay. All right. Let's see if I can read this. Variegated maple tree, 8 years old, half green, is half variegated. How come?
Variegated Norway maple is a sport of Norway maple. That means it's an offshoot of Norway maple. I mean, somebody at one time in their life found a branch on a Norway maple that was two-tone color. It was red, not red, white and green, okay? The problem is now that tree, which was grafted with branches from the original tree, is reverting back to being a Norway maple, which is green. So what it's reverting to is the original variety. So if you see that when the tree is smaller and you see a green branch coming out, prune it out of there so it's all white and green. Get the green part out of there. There's not a lot you can do now when it's a larger tree unless you want to cut all that green out of there.
Okay.
Gorgeous tree though. Variegated Norway maple.
Okay.
It's being stubborn and reverting back to being Norwegian.
Okay. All right, another question here from one of our listeners. This is through email. What is a good ground cover perennial for shade?
Just ordered some, Paul. Sweet Woodruff is really pretty. It's a small palmately. That means it has a lot of, looks like your hand. It looks like your palm. It has a lot of branches. Little offshoots on a leaf, and it flowers white. And a great one for the shade. Sweet Woodruff. Snow on the Mountain's another good one for the shade. There's all kinds of coral bells and shorter plants like that. So there's a lot of things that grow in the shade.
Okay. And should I be doing any grub worm control this time of year?
Yeah, you should, but you got to make sure you're using the right thing. There's called Grub Killer 2, which is a special chemical that'll kill those big grubs when they're large. We had a problem with this last year, and if you use Dilox, which kills the smaller grub, you got to make sure you get the right chemical, and if you're going to do it, got to do it quickly, or else they're going to, the grubs will be migrating out of there. They'll pupate into a moth and they'll be gone. Or a beetle, I'm sorry, into a beetle.
Okay, all right. Next question. Is it okay to cut the bloom stalk with dead blooms off lamb's ears and hostas when they're done flowering, Dwayne?
Yes. They look ugly.
What do they look like?
When I see that, especially on hostas, I feel like taking my pruning shears off and cutting them off myself. No, but make sure you cut them all the way back to, you know, feel that stalk until where it hits a leaf, then cut it off right above the leaf. Don't leave just the, you know, part of it. Get rid of it so you don't see the bottom part of it, so you see the nice leaves.
Okay.
The sooner the better.
Okay, same person here. It was necessary to transplant hostas. Should they be cut back or just watered well?
You can do either one. I mean, if the leaves are really bad and are withered up, you can definitely cut them back, and they'll probably even start growing yet this year. But either way, make sure they are watered well. And I would use a root stimulator. That there's a hormone in that that gets the roots going again. So a little starter fertilizer and make sure they stay watered.
So it really doesn't matter.
If the leaves are really bad and ugly, I'd cut them off.
Okay.
If the plant still looks nice, leave it alone.
Okay. So, next question, is it too late to cut back a woody stem snowball that blooms in the spring?
Nope. Go ahead. If you get way too far into, you know, say September and you cut back stuff, sometimes it'll start growing and that won't harden off for the winter and might die back next spring. But my philosophy is when you got a sharp pruning shears in your hand, is a good time to be pruning.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. Don't worry so much about that. I'd rather see you have a nice shaped bush. So
okay.
Get it. They'll still four buds for the flowers. So get her done.
All right, and our last question for today. The butternut squash has taken over one garden with vines and blooms, but only a few squash are starting. Any remedy for this?
Kinda not a lot for this year. There's two questions there. The vines are taking over the whole thing. So next year, buy bush butternut squash. Bush means it won't get so viney. It'll stay in more compacted area. And then while you're not getting a lot of, this was a weird year, hot. I think there's a lot of problems with that, the heat. I would do some fertilizing of those and encourage, and have something with a higher phosphorus. That'll encourage your vegetables.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about gardens. There's a lot of produce coming out of gardens lately here, Dwayne.
That's
good?
Great. Go support all your farmers' markets.
Yep.
You know, there's one in Madison, there's in Appleton, there's in Dawson, Montevideo. Those people work hard, and they have high quality, you know, vegetables and fruits.
Right. Yeah. I had my first BLT, tomato, this year.
Isn't that great?
It was.
What's the difference? So much difference having a tomato out of your garden than getting one trucked in from a long distance.
Why is that?
Well, the reason is for that is, Paul, they have to pick those tomatoes when they're green, okay? And a lot of those green tomatoes, even in the truck, they put a ethylene gas in there to ripen those tomatoes. And that's not the way you should grow your vegetables.
Right, okay.
All right? Homegrown is the best.
That's right. All right, just got a minute here, Dwayne. What's happening at Heather?
Well, we're going to be busy working at Grand Park in Madison. We're going to start planting that this coming week. The Biome Park, we're going to plant trees there. But, you know, it's not far away from Black Pearl County Fair. We're going to have a big, nice booth there at the end of the horticulture building again. Our mums, our fall mums, fall plants are coming in next week. So we'll have a big... We'll have them at the nurseries, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. Plus, we're going to have a booth at the fair. And it's going to be a little different this year, so stop and say hi at the fair.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Thanks a lot, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show for this week.